Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm back with Bill McKenna. Hey, Bill McKenna.
Hey there.
And we are having a fascinating discussion about, can you grow a younger brain? And, you know, when we were kids, Bill, old people were like in their 50s, right? And you know, a person in their 70s was ancient, and 80s, oh my gosh, that was unheard of. And most people over 60, at least, you know, were starting to decline. But we live in an age now where people are expected to live to 130, at least in our generation or the next. And you can't be in decline around 60 and live to 130. And so we have seen this dramatic shift, but also in the work that we do, we are seeing that growing a younger brain is the key to thriving.
It's really the nexus of everything. If your brain deteriorates, everything else follows along with it. And like you were saying, you know, back in the day, you know, when we were growing up, old people would get in their lazy boy and then click the TV channels, and they would become dull, you know, and it was, you know, eat the same food, sit in the same lazy boy, you know, and have very stuck and diminishing life, a life in every aspect is just diminished as the years go on. And I witnessed that myself. And because my early reality, that's what I witnessed. That's what I thought. Just, this is how it is. You know, you get old, you know, and that's why, you know, I hope I die before I get old. You know, that song, remember that song from our youth, you know, and we really thought that way because they're like, oh my God, hell no to that. But you know, I had the most interesting experience that we were talking about earlier, when, oh gosh, maybe 2006-07 or something like that, I ended up purchasing a yacht, and I moved to Catalina Island. I got there for the summer, and I was in the harbor, and just having the time of my life, and enjoying myself. And about two yachts away, there was Frank and Barbara. And Frank and Barbara were pushing 90. And you know, became friends with them. They were kayaking all the time. They'd kayak by the boat, you know, and they were swimming all over the place. I mean, they're you know, taking their own boat to shore and, you know, having dinner, a real vibrant, fun life. And I'm watching this take place. You know, they were inviting me over, you know, hey, it's 5 o'clock, you know, let's have cocktail hour. and the conversations when I was with them were like conversations that we have, very stimulating, like really dynamic, really stimulating. It wasn't dull, you know, and I loved it. And I just loved the two of them. Anyway, at the end of the season, the first season, they were like, oh, hey, man, you know, we're packing up, man. You know, we're storing things and, you know, help me put the tender up on the upper deck. You know, can you help me with that? I said, why are you leaving? Why are you leaving, Frank? He said, oh, man, we got to go. It's the start of ski season. We're going to Mammoth. We spend the winters skiing. And then we'll be back again, you know, come summer. We'll, you know, and they single-handedly took their yacht back to port, tied up, went off for their ski season. And I was like, my mind was permanently blown. I was like, what the heck? This is, you know, reality is not what I thought. It's not what I thought.
Well, okay. So, you know, back in the day, you would meet those people and they were kind of an anomaly, but what created them that way? Why were they that way versus everybody else who kind of gets stuck in their way? Like, they want to watch the same show, like you said. They want to talk about the same thing. They don't want to think outside the box, right? They get stuck in talking about their injuries or their doctor's appointments, their health issues, right? Life seems to become very narrow for those people. And these people that you're talking about, life still seemed very broad and very abundant. So there's definitely a difference in really, I think, what we would say the neurological setup of one and the neurological setup of the other. But there's also just a huge attitude difference. One of my heroes, I've said this before, is Louise Hay. And she said she wanted to be happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. And that is exactly what happened. Same with her running around, doing all the things. She was in her late 80s, early 90s, I think. I'm not sure. I think she may have died at 87. But she...
She was over in her 90s.
Oh, was she in her 90s?
Oh, yeah. She was well into it.
The year before she died, I remember she had like a 60-year-old boyfriend. And I know you said she had younger. She was living her life. Right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
was doing the thing. And I think that this is what all of us would aspire to. But the question is, how? So we know a little secret. We know that the more access you have to your brain, to all parts of your brain, the more vibrant you are. The more things there are to think about, the healthier your body seems to be. The better attitude you have, the more conscious and aware you have. And the less access you have to your brain, the more your brain kind of gets caught in, you know, it's one-way thinking, the more you see everything in life start to diminish with it, correct?
Based upon what we've learned, things I didn't know, things I did not know. Well, the people that would sit down and watch the TV, they had very limited scope of where they would move their eyeballs.
Yeah.
They would literally sit in the same position and put their eyes in the same position. Now, that position back in the day, you know, now people have TVs on walls. Hey, I got a news for you, millennials. They used to be on the floor.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody does that anymore.
There's no TV
about that. That's true. The big console, it would be on the floor.
It's on the floor. So your eyes were slightly downward. You're sitting on the couch and your eyes are looking a little bit down into just a few inches, you know, the screen, and that's where your eyes were fixed. So we know that because neurologically, everywhere that you look is a different part of the brain. You know, there's just, you look over to the left, right side gets stimulated, vice versa. You know, you look down, you start to get introspective and maybe sad. You look up and this prefrontal cortex, this ideas, inspiration, worship, a new concepts, you know, they're up. So all of these aspects are now not being accessed. You're focused, and it tends more towards this introspection type parts of the brain. So, you know, going back to, you know, Frank and Barbara, imagine you're in the glory of Avalon Bay with the sun shining and the birds and the seagulls, and you know, it's expansive, you know, your peripheral vision's activated, you know, and so you combine this with cross-body exercise and you're looking around, you're just naturally stimulated. You know, these are the exercises of cognomovement. They are the things and the reasons why people get the changes. And, you know, the interesting thing that's really changed here that I really love is that, you know, for years now, we've been doing this work, you know, and we knew it was working. We like, oh my God, can you see, you know, my mom is like having a vibrant life now. And we saw it happening with our own two eyes. But we didn't have the scientific, you know, research behind it. And today we know, now we have massive amounts of published peer-reviewed scientific evidence that's published on the National Institutes of Health on all of this, on all these exercises we've been doing. Now, oh, boost your IQ by up to, you know, 34 points on your focus and you know, up to 22 points on your memory and all these things on just IQ or EQ or sleeping or all these things. Now, we have the evidence from the National Institutes of Health that we're not imagining it. It's real. And we knew it was real. We just didn't have that before. And that's been a major shift for us. It's now on our website under the research tab.
Well, you know, what's interesting is we use this work with athletes, right? And we know that when we do this work with athletes, that their speed is increased, right? Their strength is increased. Their coordination is increased. Their reaction time is increased because they have more access to more parts of their neural pathways that can take over that work. And there is a natural increase in athletic performance when you expand the access to your brain. So these are the things that people, as they get older, need. And they're also the things that people lose. You lose your strength. You lose your speed. You lose your reactivity. I mean, that's the reason you see car accidents with older people and why they want to check your driving abilities when you get over a certain age, because you don't have that hand-eye coordination and reactivity. So what we have now seen again and again and again and again is when you apply these same tools, these same exercises to an aging brain, you get the same results as you get with athletes. They have better balance, better coordination, better hand-eye coordination, better access to words and information, better overall vitality and strength, right? They look and act and sound and seem vibrant again. And some of these things are things that were not thought to be retrievable at a certain age. And we are seeing them constantly. So let's take our first break and we'll tell a few stories about the people that we know that are in our own lives that are not, it's not that they're superhumans. They've had their issues, right? But they've been able to recover what was lost due to all of those issues and become what does look like superhuman. So let's hear from our good sponsors and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. I'm here with Bill McKenna. We're talking about, can you grow a younger brain? And spoiler alert, the answer is yes. And I want to start with talking about your mom, who does seem like a superhuman. But when I met her, she was in her late 70s, early 80s.
She was probably right about 80, I believe. Yeah. Right about 80 years old. And this is kind of a disturbing story, you know, as a son, you know. I was there and we were doing training, you know, and my mom decided to come to the Cogno Movement practitioner training, and Liz came to me and said, "I think your mom had a stroke. She can't move her eyes." And I'm like, what the, meh? You know, anyway, this period of time, she was kind of hunched over and, she was having a hard time in life. You know, things were on a downhill slide and, she had fallen, couple years before, massive, where broke her femur, and anyway, it was very torturous road to recovery. In addition to that, there were, you know, she's brought up 12 children. You know, she's the mother of 12, so there's a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong. And the interesting thing happened is that Liz got her eyes moving and she was able to, where they were fixed and focused and would not physically move. Liz was getting her to track, and she said she was tracking, but the eyes were focused and pinned forward, would not move.
Yeah, that, just for everybody listening, that is why I said I think she might have had a stroke. Is what we see with any kind of a brain injury is there's usually a large gap in where the eyes can track and where the eyes can move. And that's what I was seeing. There was a big area in which she thought she was following the ball, but she wasn't. And she had a lot of glitches. And like Bill said, there was this very narrow window in which her eyes did move. And so that was the first alarm bells. So,
yeah. So, Liz got her eyes moving. She went home that day. She said, "I'm so exhausted. I can't even barely keep my head up. And she went to bed. And she was like, I can't continue to come back because this is too hard. I'm just absolutely fried. Anyway, she got a good night's sleep and she came back the next day and she said, I'm fully energized. I'm fine. So she went and, you know, the process continued, you know, where we continued the process and got more and more movement in her eyes, which the significance of this is, like we talked about earlier, is everywhere you look, different parts of the brain.
Yeah. So
her brain was coming online. The most amazing thing after that happened were relationships that were challenging to her without her doing anything shifted. She was like, oh my gosh, we're all best friends now and everything is working. It's great. This progressed, by the way, over these past 7 years or 8 years. I don't know how long it's been, but my mom actually has continued to do the exercises. I actually do them with her daily because we have a class and I see her and we do these different exercises. Yeah, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And by the way, the things I'm saying, there are people that she's known for, you know, like, you know, 50 years and they're all falling off and decaying and, you know, having so many problems, or even the younger ones that are watching my mom, they're like, she's getting, I think she's had some work done, you know?
Yeah. And they accuse her of having plastic surgery.
They were like, other people are like calling her, you know, she runs a company and people are calling her, you know, reps. What are you doing? What's going on? Tell me your secret. How are you doing this? Because she has gotten younger. She bought a new Tesla. She redecorated her house. She is jumping on overnight junkets to, you know, see family members. She is out one event to the next. Here, you know, and it is undeniable that she has more energy, more vibrant, and feels better than she did, you know, 50 or earlier.
Well, and she really does look younger than when I met her, but it's not just the way she looks. I mean, that is a fantastic bonus. It is the way that she moves. It's the energy that she has. She's coming up on, I think, 88 this year, and she is still running a company. She still takes
full
care
time.
Full time. She, last year, we did some work with her. She'd had an injury and we made some adjustments, helped her with her movement and strength. And she started walking, you know, again, long distances for exercise. Amazing. And I want to say to anyone who's listening, who's like, oh, well, no, she's, you know, a superhuman. And also she has Bill as a son. Yeah. And that's true. I mean, she is an amazing person, but she has all the reasons that people would have for declining, but she hasn't, because she is constantly working her eyes and her brain. We're constantly making but small adjustments for her to help her movement stay fluid, to keep her strength. And she is willing to do the work. And it's simple things. It's not like hours a day. It's simple things that keep her nervous system fine-tuned. And it keeps the brain connected to the body. And I tend to think that this may be one of the big issues, is that the nerves start to lose their connections. They start to atrophy a bit from injury, emotional problems, stress, which, you know, comes out of that stress, creates a lot of inflammation in the body. And that inflammation tends to start damaging the nerves. We have things like insulin resistance and diabetes that also will damage nerves. And over time, because the eyes are moving less, you have less access to the brain, one end of the nervous system. The nerves on the other end start to atrophy. And you start to get this, what looks like decline, less strength, less mobility, less interactivity. The reactivity is less, just slowing and dulling is the way it looks like to me. And with your mom, because she is constantly re-engaging all of those parts of her brain and body and nerves, we don't have that. In fact, what we have is something that looks far greater 8 years later than the first time I met her. She is far healthier. She is far more mobile. She's far brighter and vibrant than 8 years ago, which really shouldn't, you know, in the way we look at aging, that shouldn't be possible. You know, that shouldn't be. But she is not the only one. In our practitioner program alone, the number of people who started learning to be a practitioner over 70 is astounding. And we have people in their 70s, late 70s, early 80s, who are engaged in this program and starting to teach and help others. And it's extraordinary, but what they look like, how they are, is incredible.
Oh my gosh.
One of our pracs, she's in her mid 70s, and she just started this aggressive workout program. The P90X or one of those kind of, I mean, I would never do that. She's doing it. And she looks younger and younger every time we saw her. We saw her in a tank top the other day, but she looks incredible, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because she is constantly doing the work to re-engage her brain and her nerves, which would include her muscles, includes the blood vessels. It revitalizes everything because that's the way our body delivers information and nutrients. It's kind of incredible, don't you think?
It is so incredible to watch this. And the thing is, if it was one-off, you know, it was like, you know, it's one-off. But we're seeing it across the board. You know, I was thinking about, you know, one of the interesting things that you talked about, a dulling, and one of the things we know with emotional or physical injuries, that the peripheral vision starts to shut down.
Very true.
It comes in, and the exercises, there's an entire part of cognitive movement that's integrated that are these peripheral vision exercises, which expand the peripheral vision. Now the significance of this, you know, just to bring this home, is I like to talk about this is the vacation mode. When you get to a place that, you know, maybe it was Paris, maybe it was Hawaii, and you've never been there and you always wanted to go, and you get off the plane and your peripheral vision opens way up and you feel good. You're like, oh my gosh, absorb it all. You're actually activating a different part of your brain. You're taking in more data. And it also is associated with this great feeling as well. Now, these, interestingly enough, can be stimulated. And that's the thing we do. I had this strange, very strange experience with my mom, who, you know, because she fell in her 70s, very interested in enhancing her peripheral vision. So daily, she started doing the work. And one of the most amazing things that she really wanted was not to search like word finding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a big thing for her, and or remembering things, a very big thing. And she was like, I'm not even trying, you know, and her voice got stronger of all things. You know, your voice is associated with your peripheral vision. Who would have thought that the strength of your voice and your memory has something to do with that? But there's all these things that are all interconnected with your brain. I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, it's like working a muscle you didn't even know you had. You know, the peripheral vision is so interesting. Activating it and utilizing it. Most of us know we have it, but have no idea that the peripheral vision actually has superpowers for your brain and your body and your consciousness as well. But here's the functional piece. The functional piece is that when you have a brain injury, or your brain starts to shrink with age, which we consider a brain injury, a concussion, a stroke, emotional issues, just life in general, your peripheral vision shrinks and you don't even know it. You don't know it has shrunk. The other half of it is none of us practice our peripheral vision. We just don't utilize it. We don't know that we should or that we can. But what you lose is your depth perception and your proprioception. Now, everybody knows what depth perception is, but proprioception is the thing that allows you to kind of know where you are in space, how far you are from a thing in your space. So this is the reason that elderly people start to fall. They lose their proprioception. They don't know exactly where their feet are in space in relationship to things on the ground. They, yeah, the feet start to shuffle. That's right, Bill. Yeah, for sure. That's a big deal. And but a lot of times the feet start to shuffle because we don't know where we are in space. Like if we keep our feet closer to the ground, we can feel, but you don't realize that you're not actually seeing it. When you're younger or your proprioception is good, you don't really have to look for where your feet are in space in general. But then this thing happens where the eyes start to come down to the ground and the head starts to come down to the ground and the spine starts and we get this bent over look. And now we're adding shuffling.
Ugh.
And it is a recipe for a fall. Yeah. So the remedy for this, shockingly, one of them is opening up that peripheral vision. Being able to fully see. And when you do, it's amazing. People whose peripheral vision has collapsed and they don't realize it, when it's able to be opened back up and you can fully see, people feel amazing. You don't realize how closed in you are. And that strength and vitality comes back because you're not hunched over and you're not shuffling. And it's this whole cavalcade of things that happen when we lose depth perception. And we have seen it in real time. You turn that back on and whammo, life comes back, right?
You know, what I love about our work is that the physical follows the intellectual and emotional. What I mean by that is that our ability, like if you looked at your peripheral vision shutting down, your perspective shuts down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as your peripheral vision opens up, your perspectives opens up, you're seeing more physically, and you're also open to new ideas. You know, I love it. The people we get to work with that are, you know, 70s, 80s, they are so vibrant. They are taking in new concepts, new points of view. Never thought about it from that way. Oh, here's a new way to do it. Aha. And they'll actually have the energy to go out and try it. It's absolutely fascinating to me that there's actually something you can physically do to get the results. You can actually do an exercise. We're all trying to talk ourselves into it.
Yeah.
But we're not capable, right? I'm trying to feel better, Bill. Don't feel that way. Well, actually, you know, for a moment, and then you go back to the other preset. Whereas once you get into that vacation mode, that expansive you, that's vibrant mode, and open up and maintain as just how it is now, this becomes just who you are.
Yeah, and the most fascinating thing is it's you get back your mental acuity, which is so important for everyone. But at the same time, the physical acuity comes with it. It's not just one or the other, it's both, and you see it across the board. So let's take our next break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Why are they related? Why, when we see physical decline, do we often see mental decline? Let's hear from our good sponsors, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we are back. I'm here with Bill McKenna, and we're talking about how you can grow a younger brain really, actually, for real, in a short period of time. So I want to talk about one person that we met when they had had a terrible, terrible injury, which is often the way we meet people, you know, that are older and have had a terrible injury and are not recovering in the way they want to recover. And this person, when they came to you, Bill, had had a really bad head injury on the ski slopes and then a secondary head injury, had had a brain scan. There was definitely some brain injury. And her movement was not great. Like she was having a hard time. We ask people to walk a figure eight in our testing, and she couldn't walk a figure eight. Her feet wouldn't move that way. Her brain couldn't figure it out. She wanted to get back to skiing and being vibrant. And this person was in her late 70s when we met her. And but there were other things that went right along with it. An emotional piece that was probably more devastating than the physical piece. So talk a little bit about how they often go together, how we see those linked.
So it's super common to find a physical injury and an emotional injury, a significant emotional injury intertwined. When somebody, Liz calls it a concussion sandwich, where you have a concussion, you know, let's say, you know, injury, and then, somebody says something to you, you know, like you have a conversation with your son or daughter and they, you know, maybe they say, oh, you know, hey, we're going to be going away for Thanksgiving, you know, so you have a good time. I'm not going to see you this Thanksgiving. And it may seem like, you know, your interpretation of it may seem as if like, oh my God, you know, they're rejecting me and
I'm abandoned.
But really, they were just going on a ski trip, you know, and there's, you know, so anyway, what happens is that those injuries further diminish your mental capacity. It's like getting caught in a loop. We've all seen it. You know, it's like the same story, people telling the same story over and over. Well, we tell ourselves the same story over and over. And anyway, when the interconnectivity begins, you know, kind of like we talked about earlier in the episode, the eyes start moving and we start interconnecting different parts of the brain. The emotional trauma as well gets unwound, you know, from and kind of the misinterpretation of things gets a new perspective, shall we say, and it loses its intensity. It no longer becomes a trauma, and with this, what happens is, like, imagine the best way I can describe this is an absence. We all have something that we got violated in some way. Imagine you were just absent all violations. You're absent your shame, your guilt, your grief, your humiliation, your anger. And how would you feel light? Would you feel easy? You know, you have basically more capacity intellectually to, like, think about art. You know, when was the last time you start thinking about art and great pieces of art? You know, it is, you know, well, for you, Liz, that's you.
I thought about vampires all day the other day. Does that count?
That's straight up weird. But we love it. That's fine. A lot of people are into that these days. But this is so interesting that, for example, the person that we were talking about, when not only their eyes started moving, what we witnessed is they were walking like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. It was so heartbreaking, you know, to see this wonderful soul, you know, walking like a Tin Man, and very fragile.
Yeah.
Emotionally fragile, physically fragile, very afraid, and transitioning to somebody who's back skiing, is back and having fun with her friends, back driving on the road in between trucks, you know, driving in between trucks on the freeway, you know, all the vibrancy, the joy of life. And the thing that really struck me was the joy and vibrance of life that got to a point where it was better than any previous part of her life.
Yeah.
Which blew my mind. You know, I mean, talk about the opposite of the way I thought life goes is, oh my God, you mean to tell me in your late 70s, you all of a sudden feel better than you ever felt in your life, and you're more vibrant and more happy and having a great time?
Well, that's an incredible statement. And I think your mom said that too, didn't she?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
that in her late 80s, she's better than she was ever. And you know what I think it is, Bill? I think that our work helps people become who they really are. You were saying, like, you know, if you didn't have the shame of your life, if you didn't have the fear, all of those things tell a big lie. They run a program in our body that drains our energy and keeps us believing that's who we are, is those our worst moments in time, is who we start to become. And our work allows people to be free from that. You just don't see it the same way. You're like, yeah, well, that happened, but this is who I am now. And as I think about the person that we're talking about, when she did come in, she looked frail. You know, she looked, you know, her movements were so stiff. It was heartbreaking to see. But worse than that, the emotional state she was in was terrible and heartbreaking. And now she has her sparkle back. Oh. And she is another one who looks so much younger than her age. So much younger than we did when we met her. I mean, she just literally has a sparkle and shine. And sometimes, you know, her best friend is a part of our world too. And, you know, they look like teenagers when they're together. They are the funniest, cutest thing. They just look like these gorgeous young women, giggling and laughing and having the time of their life. So beautiful, so bright, vibrant, so stylish, you know?
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Both of them are actively doing this work to expand their access to their brain, to keep their neurological connections fresh and vibrant and healthy. So their movements look like younger people.
Oh,
their thoughts act like younger people. They talk like younger people.
Yeah, exactly. I would go out of my way any day of the week to see them.
Any
day of the week, I will go out of my way to go visit them. They are, you know, I love the way you put it. You know, they are stylish.
They are stylish.
They are stylish. And if you think, and you know, you think about it, you know, that requires a vibrancy to be stylish and to have a curiosity and those shoes or that scarf or that new sweater or, you know, all the details, the colors and the fabrics and, you know, everything.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level, you know, of vibrancy. You know, people think about them, those things, you know, as they're younger and they're, you know, maybe they, you know, for whatever it is, you know, but here's the neat thing. My mom is the same way.
She is.
Oh my God. She's like, and she's so fun to go shopping with because she's, you know, detail oriented and very, you know, she likes it. She always has.
I got to see her condo recently and it's very beautiful, very stylish. And she was showing me that she had just had it remodeled and very, very stylish. And that creativity is a thing that people do lose as they age as well when their eyes are not moving. And so it's obvious in these people, and we're talking about three people. There are dozens that we know that it really, that ability to be very creative is so evident everywhere in their life. And it's part of the juice of life, I think, as well. This creative, joyous sparkle. And I think creativity is also very, very joyous. And you see joy with these people as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you know, what's nice about this is that it's not a one-off and that we can, you know, you can replicate it and anybody can get in and start.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. We just have about 10 minutes left, but there are some things that you can do at home for yourself or for someone who, you know, is starting to look aged to you. I mean, it could be somebody who's young, who's acting old, but the first thing to check is, can their eyes comfortably move up to the ceiling? And I mean, with your chin straight and level, can your eyes move up to the ceiling? And then from there, can they move to the left and the right across the ceiling? This is such a signal of a brain that's not working well, is when the eyes can't move. And you will find with most kind of head or brain injuries, those eyes do not move upward. They just won't go. Or if they do, it's really, really painful. And this is the first place that a person could start to stretch. You could start to stretch your eyes upward. A minute, 2 minutes a day, this alone will give you more access to your brain. The next areas are all the way left and all the way right. Most people think, I can look left and right. Try it. Try keeping your head straight and level and moving your eyes all the way, like try to look at your own ear and see how uncomfortable that is. And if the eyes don't want to go, you know you have a problem. And then move your eyes all the way up to the ceiling and all the way down to the floor on the left and on the right. And you'll start to notice where you really don't have as much range of motion in your vision as you thought. And exercising just those places will bring back more access to your brain. Layer on some deep breathing while you do that. And now you've got an amazing exercise. CognoMovement has what's called an essentials program. It's very, very simple and easy to do, but it holds your hand through all of these kinds of exercises. So there's so many levels to it, right? But like you start to move your eyes far more, you get far more access to your brain. At the same time, you get better mobility. At the same time, you learn how to collapse patterns of the emotion that we were talking about, you know, all the worst things that happen to your life that make you feel like that's who you are. The Essentials Program actually shows you, it doesn't just show you, we actually do it with you to eliminate that. So those don't play a prominent role in your life anymore. And you become more and more of of who you are. And when Bill and I first built this, it wasn't about longevity or building a younger brain in the beginning. But as it turns out, it totally does that and a thousand things more. So this would be the thing that I would recommend for anybody who has concerns about aging and an aging brain. You know, also, if you want to know more about working with the elderly, there's an episode with Sandra Nathan, and you can find it here on the UK Health Radio Network, or also at YouTube at the Cogno Movement channel, where she did a 6-week study with elderly people. It's with Aging UK, and with outstanding results that we share in that episode that are mapped out in different parameters of what improved for people. So that if you're interested in this topic, that might be a great one to listen to or watch and grab some more information.
Yeah, that would work. So Liz, how can people get the Essentials Program? Now, this is the starting point for Cogno Movement. Where do you start? It's how do they do that?
It's Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, cognomovement.com/essentials. And that'll take you right to the page to get started. And I would say if you want to grow a younger brain, start today. And I don't care how old you are, start now. And, you know, you'll have access to getting your sparkle back if you've lost it. Or would you like to, as you get older, become better and better and better instead of facing decline? All right, Bill McKenna, we have run out of time. Thanks for being here with me today. And everybody out there in UK Health Radio land, until next time, be safe and be well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.